Hello and welcome back to the AIS Arena for tonight's, revision in hostilities for the Opals World Challenge. Here, Craig Revell with you, along with Simon Peters, who will be bringing you all the action in the USA versus Chinese Taipei, as we guests get given some USA basketball pennants here.
Sweet action.
It is, and I think they will be... popular commodities here throughout the world, the Opals World Challenge. I keep calling it the World Opals Challenge, but I guess in the scheme of things, it doesn't much matter. But we are looking forward to some great games of basketball. It's going to be an interesting one tonight, Simon Peters. You were busy working yesterday on Schools Day here in the Opals World Challenge.
And, yeah, missed that one.
You missed out on seeing, an interesting game between China and the USA, which USA ended up running over the top of the Chinese side, but it wasn't before China, for the first at least quarter and a half, looked like they were on top of this USA team. So it is going to be an interesting game today. Chinese Taipei very much undermanned compared to the USA, and we will hear from the coaches right now ahead of the start of today's game. Terry, coach of the Chinese Taipei side, it is a daunting task to go up against the United States tonight, but I would imagine all the girls are looking forward to it.
事实上，美国实在是超级强队。他们从1988年之后，应该是全部的所有的世界锦标赛的冠军都是他们。所以对我们来讲，这差距实在太大。我们想办法不要让他们破百，这是我们今天的首要目标。
You're playing teams that are a lot bigger than you physically. Has that caused many injuries in the side?
当然连着打三场球之后，所有的人当然每一队都比我们还壮，可是我们很努力的扛，也还好，大概我们还可以再扛个两场，应该没有问题。
And all in all, on top of the tournament, it's been a great opportunity to have a look around Australia. Did you get to do much visiting today in Canberra?
事实上来 Canberra 我们只有昨天我们稍微在前面的那个 shopping center 稍微转了一下，据说国会跟战争博物馆很值得看，可惜没有机会去。Well,
yesterday you had a fantastic contingent in the stands cheering you all on, and hopefully with the evening games you'll be able to get some more support.
当然我们也很希望能够有那么好的表现，能够在这场球，其实我们很。 很努力，很希望能够获得一些比较好的成绩，要不然我们越打越没气了。Well,
I know you're looking forward to tonight's game. We wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Well, and Donovan, after China last night, Chinese Taipei is a slightly different outfit.
Yeah, they are, but a good team. And nonetheless, they've got a great player inside, and they show no fear. Well, I love that. I love their mentality. They're just coming here and playing hard.
What do you look for from your team when you're in a situation like that where you do outmatch them in height and probably in technical ability as well?
We're looking offensively to get the ball inside because obviously that's where our strength is, with our size advantage. And defensively, we're still looking to get better. You know, we've done progressively better defensively, but we'll set goals for ourselves tonight to make sure that defensively we try to stay sharp.
Coming into a series now where you're playing three games in three nights, obviously injury management for just the little niggles is going to be important.
Well, we're fortunate because we're a deep team, so we're playing a lot of players, a lot of minutes. So we'll continue to try to do the same thing tonight to keep people as fresh as possible for tomorrow night's game.
Well, all the best.
Thank you very much.
So with the coaches having their say, and it was interesting there to hear the Chinese Taipei coach speaking to us in Mandarin, which made it quite difficult for those of you who don't speak Mandarin to know the answers. But she did tell me in English after the interview, Simon, that she is just, she realizes the toughness of what is going to be undertaken by this Chinese Taipei team tonight, and they are looking forward to trying their best against what is the world champion team for the last over 10 years. And of course they are also looking forward to trying to keep this score under 100. If they can keep under 100 points here, and I think she meant difference, I think she meant difference. They are going to consider it a huge victory for the team.
It's a massive ask, and I think they've got the right attitude about it. They're going into it, you know, looking at it as the fantastic experience that it is to get to play against a team of this caliber. It's just huge for them. So, you know, they seem like they got their attitude in the right place, and they're just looking to go out there and play as best they can and limit the super damage.
We're only going to apologise once for the pronunciations, but the lineups for tonight: Pondexter, Beard, Haney, Cash, Lawson, Augustus, Kristen, Thompson, Riley, Smith, Davenport, and Parker for the USA. For the Chinese Taipei: Wen Chan, Chang, Sun, Lan, Chow, Wen, Hu Mei, Chu Wen, Sao, Lu, Tu Yu, and Lee is the starting five. Well, Wen Chang, Chang, Lan, Tao, Lu for Chinese Taipei, and for the USA, Beard, Cash, Thompson, Riley, and Smith about set to get things underway as, just looking Chang, who was an absolute fireball last night. Coach Graf was thinking about there's perhaps a potential signing there, the way she went red hot at it.
Nice.
Moving into the center, though, and is completely out-heighted by Riley. Jump ball, USA in the red. Ball goes immediately to Alana Beard. Beard kicks it into the paint, back out from Smith to Riley, who puts up the shot. Not good enough, though. Thompson gets the rebound, and Thompson scores the first points for the game. USA 2, lead Chinese Taipei 0. Is that the closest we're going to see the game for the night? The question is being asked. Chung with the ball now, working in the paint. Turnaround jump shot over the top of Cash, and Cash has been called for a first personal foul. And Chung going to the line. Chang. Sorry about the pronunciation. We're not going to apologize too many times, though, because it's too much. But a fairly soft foul.
Swin Cash wasn't impressed with the call from the Chinese referee, but that's particularly an area I think we saw down the other end with Turner Thompson with the strong rebound and the putback. That's where the Americans are really going to be on top of these guys.
Both free throws have been made, so inside the first minute, it's all tied up to a piece. Outlet ball going to Smith. His three-point shot just doesn't land, and Chinese Taipei will have a chance to hit the front there. Pull up from Lan, looks back, goes to Chang. Chang tries to drive the lane, and again, this time it's Thompson who's called. No, I thought Thompson was called
for
a foul.
No. But over there was the more in that than there was in the first one, that's for sure.
They probably figured they couldn't do that again. As the ball works around the perimeter now, gets out to Lan. Lan goes around to Wen Chan. Wen Chan gets it back to Lu. Lu drives into the paint. Her shot isn't good. And Riley is going to get her first personal foul. So Riley disappointed with that one. She just had a wry look on her face there. So to shoot for two is Lu.
They're going to need more than the referees, I think, to get over the US team.
First shot is short. Taipei to go to the front, and that one would bring up a huge cheer. Good contingent of Chinese Taipei supporters here yesterday for the day game, and making a lot of noise. They haven't quite made it in for this early game tonight.
Chinese Taipei in front.
That is the first time these two teams have ever played themselves in international basketball, and Chinese Taipei lead 2-3 here as it's Cash gives it to Beard. Ooh. Beard tries to ride in the right lane, and looking very guilty on that right-hand side is Lan. She knew what she did. And
no poker face there.
Yeah, there was no poker face there. She just stood there and was gone. Well, I'm gone. Inbound ball, looking for it. Cash goes to Smith. Down at the low post, back at Cash. Turnaround jump shot doesn't fall. Thompson throws after it. She had it knocked away, then went back and got it again. This time going out to Smith. Inside to Thompson. Has it knocked away again. And over the sideline. It was Lan going in a bit too hard that time. And really just didn't give Chinese Taipei a chance of getting at the ball. Inbound to Beard, round the perimeter, goes to Smith. Smith can't put the three-point shot away, and it's over the baseline. Chinese Taipei leading by 1 point here with 8:29 to go on the clock in the first term. It comes down to Lulu. Oh, tried to work around the back. Beard gets in with a tap away. Gets it to Riley. Riley back to Beard in the paints. Thompson and USA service. Normal service is resumed. USA lead by one, 4-3 with 8:12 on the clock. Working through now, Wen Chang gives it off to Lu for three, and Lu makes the three, 6-4, and Chinese Taipei lead by two as Beard brings it down the left wing, tapped away that time by Tao. Tao just reaching him well, getting it away from the USA team, and Donovan already up and talking to the team. It looks a bit lackluster. Beard gets the inbound ball. It evens it all up at 6 points apiece with a good 18-foot jump shot from the left-hand side. Lan working around now. Wen Chang gives it off to Lu. Lu goes around the perimeter, then inside to Chang. Chang goes outside, back to Tao. Tao back then to Lu, and Lu makes another three-pointer. 9-6, Chinese Taipei lead. Thompson to level it up. A nice big three-pointer just from the right hand outside. And it is all leveled up at 9. All the USA saying, you're going to do that? We can do it just as well. 3 points and all net.
Shootout.
It is. It is a shootout at the OK Corral here at the AIS Arena. It is great stuff. It's 12-9, 7 minutes to go in the first term, and it's been entertaining basketball all the way as Lan once again gets in there, knocks the ball away from Cash. He has to go back, gets it to Riley, who gives it on to Smith around the perimeter, inside to Thompson. Thompson puts up the shot. It's good, and it's 12-11, USA trailing by one at the AIS Arena here. Ball working around, bounce pass inside to Lan driving down the left lane. I think Smith's been called for the foul. And Smith, well, her first personal. As, well, Smith not happy with that call. But not much they could do about it. Sends Lan to the line.
She's having a good good conversation with the ref there, just trying to work out the way he's calling it, and doesn't look too perturbed by it.
Second one is in, so Chinese Taipei out to a two-point lead once again, 13-11, 6:30 left to go in the quarter. Inside quickly, and it's all tied up, 13 points apiece with Thompson, now 11 points for the game. Down Tao. Gets it across to Wen Chang. Wen Chang's pass is intercepted, though, by Riley. Quickly on to Beard. Wen Chang trying to go back at Beard. Ball won't drop. Smith goes hard at it. Also in there was Lan. Tao gets a quick transition. Sorry, it wasn't Tao. It was Lu who got the quick transition down to Wen Chang. Wen Chang gets it over to Tao, and Tao will put it in for her first point, two-pointer for the game. Beard now at the other end, looking around the perimeter, trying to go inside to Riley, got tapped away. Lan puts up an 18-foot jump shot from the left-hand side. They're playing great ball here, Simon. 17-13, 5:30 to go.
Well, they're playing like they've got nothing to lose, and they don't. They're taking on the best in the world, and they're just really going for it.
Having a great night out. Lan watching Cash. Cash just keeping the ball away from her. Beard now with the ball, kicks it left side to Smith. Smith for a long-range two-point from the left side. Doesn't go, but they don't box out Chinese Taipei. That gives Thompson the opportunity to go in the baseline and go. Well, Thompson now 13 points. She's racking up the scores.
Well, that's what's working for them the best at the moment, certainly for the Americans.
Lu tries to put up a three-pointer. It doesn't go, and it gives Alana Beard a chance now to attack the basket. Dumps off to Thompson, but whistle on the play. I think the foul will go against Chang. Chang, second personal foul now on the number six of Chinese Taipei. We wait. Inbound pass is long to Thompson. Gives it off to Beard right side. She's just on the 45 outside the three-point arc. She works around, gets some space, tries to dump it over the top to Smith, but Lu is too good. Lu gets in there, gives it off to Wen Chang. Wen Chang goes back to Chang, and Chang just goes up and pulls the trigger. Chinese Taipei 19, USA 15. That's right, Chinese Taipei up with 4:35 left to go in the quarter. Well, Simon, you're as shell-shocked as the rest as Smith goes for three. No pressure on her, and she'll nail it. 19-18, now a one-point ball game as Chinese Taipei pierce it down the left wing. Pull-up jump shot from Chang, doesn't fall. Beard comes up, does the rebounding. She kicks it long down court to Cash. Cash gets inside, tapped away that time in a good piece of defense by Chang as the subs. Well, timeout, and Donovan, not really surprised there, Simon, because... Well, Anne is probably concerned with the way her team is playing here early.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, if anyone who hadn't seen the USA team play before, you might be thinking, "Oh, wow, this is pretty amazing." But having watched a lot of these girls play before, no one in that starting five has really got out of second gear yet. And I think, yeah, if there's any problem, it's been that they've just taken it on very, very easily to begin with. You know, there's a hell of a lot of juice left in the tank for that team, and if they want to throw it up a gear, they will take over this game, and it'll happen.
Yeah.
But that being said, you're not taking anything away from Chinese Taipei. They've come out and just played really well. They've run really well. They've shot fantastically. USA have been pretty lazy in defense, thinking perhaps that maybe there's nothing really to defend there, and that they can just cruise around in defense. But I think they've got a little bit of an early wake up call, and I think that's what Coach Donovan will be telling them, just to, okay, time to start playing now, girls.
Yeah, seriously, it is time to start playing for the USA, who trail Chinese Taipei in the first ever meeting between these two countries. It's 19-18 with 4:12 left to go in the first quarter. AIS Arena crowd starting to just slowly file in at the moment. Main game tonight, Australia versus China. Tom Mars, China team, up against Jan Sterling's Australian team. And I think Graffy said in the weeks building up to this, just to see the two coaches shake hands before the game would be worth the ticket price alone. As the ball's tapped away over the baseline, and it will be the USA who get it back there, with Riley and Smith being very energetic. Oh, sorry, not Riley and Smith. Smith and Davenport, who's come into the game now, being very energetic in their moves. But Chinese Taipei through Liu, losing the handle on the ball over the sideline, and that'll be a costly turnover. Chinese Taipei leading 19 to the USA 18, 3:51 left to go in the quarter. Over the top, Thompson goes into Smith. Smith kicks it back to Thompson, who's open for three. Puts up the shot that was short. Liu comes up with the ball now. Bounce pass down the line over to Wen. Wen goes back to Liu. Liu now kicks it right side to Humai. Humai, and then it goes back to Lan. Lan back to Humai. Humai looking around for a chance. Shot clock running down. Dumps over to Sao. Sao and the baseline is going to have the foul drawn on Smith, and she will go to the line. That was just a good build up there. They didn't panic when the shot was running down, Simon. And Simon?
Yep, substitutions coming on for the USA. We've got Candace Parker coming on. She top scored in the game yesterday, I think, against China. So we expect some big things from her. Just watching Simone Augustus there. She's had a pretty huge week playing in the NCAA Final Four about this time last week, and then flying halfway across the world to represent a country the following week.
Yes, first shot from Towers missed, the second one as well. 19-18, still the score, 3:17 left to go in the first term. Beard pushes it into the Corson, into the corner for Augustus. Augustus outside to Smith. Smith inside to Davenport. Davenport's shot doesn't drop. Yeah. There looks to be a bit of glad wrap over the basket at the moment. Tao goes right side to Humai. Humai puts the ball on the floor, then kicks it over to the left to Wen. Wen goes back to Humai. Humai trying to just set this play up. Kicks it right side. Now gives it to Lan. Lan's been active. Got the hand in the face at Tao from Davenport. As Liu puts up the shot, driving hard at the basket, she's going to draw the foul on Davenport, and that will send her to the line. And Donovan speaking to the referees, pretty sure she was having a chat with the referees there, as she was not happy with a few of these soft calls. And it will send Liu to the line. Liu, first shot again short. This is costing them. They're having a lot of looks at the basket here from the free throw line. She makes the second. She moves to 11 points. Liu, 11 points for the game. Leading scorer for Chinese Taipei. And it's a two-point lead to the Chinese Taipei side. 2018. Beard kicks the ball left side to Augustus. Augustus goes inside to Parker. Parker, who goes outside to Beard, and Beard knocks down a three. USA lead 21-20, 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the quarter. Beard steers the ball off Wen, and Beard will put it in. Wen, looking down the court, gives it to Lan, back to Wen, goes across to Liu. Liu looks around, hands back off to Wen. Wen works the left wing. She can't quite get free. Augustus is there on her. Humai puts up a long-range shot as the shot clock's running down. Davenport comes in, takes a steal, gives it off to Beard, goes immediately to Augustus. And Augustus' pass was way too hot for Parker. And Parker sees it, taps it over the baseline. And it'd be Chinese Taipei to get the ball to inbound it once again. As the Humai gets the ball over the halfway, gives it to Wen. Wen, wrong foot. Beard this time. She's triple teamed at the basket, but the layup is good. 22-23. USA lead by one. 1 minute 30 left to go in the first term. As Augustus goes to Parker, and Parker, well, she passed it on to Lawson, but the foul is called against Chinese Taipei, Chu Wen, and Chu Wen will have her first personal foul called against her. From the side, the USA goes into Beard, then on to Lawson. Lawson looking around. Looking for Augustus. No, she looked for Parker. Parker turned around, looked to put the pass off to Davenport, faked it while she was in the air, put up the shot, nailed it herself. 25-22, 1 minute 10 left to go in the first term. Wen goes to Humai. Humai's got Beard fighting it for the ball. Beard can't get it, though. Humai goes to Wen in the corners. Land shot from behind the basket. Didn't fall, and it will be Davenport, Parker will bring it back to Lawson inside to Davenport. Davenport fouled. Second personal foul going to be called on Chu Wen, and it will send Davenport to the line. Davenport with only 2 points so far. Parker also with two. Leading scorer sitting on the bench is Thompson with 13.
They're just going to be way too big in that post. If Americans can get the ball into either Davenport or Parker, if they get good position, it's pretty much going to be a layup.
Yes, they'll. Davenport misses the free throw. It's 27-22, 40 seconds left to go in the first term. As Wen goes off to Humai for three, off in the side of the iron, but rebounding well. Chinese Taipei get it back. Lan now works back to Humai. Humai thought about the three-point shot, drives into the paint. She got a slap on the arm, but it was after the ball had left. So the USA will do the rebounding when the shot doesn't drop. Beard kicks it left side to Lawson. Lawson inside to Davenport in the paint. Oh. Makes a very tough shot over the top of the big, tall Chu Wen from Chinese Taipei. 8 seconds left. Going to Wen. Puts up a nice little jump shot from the baseline. And it's 29-24. A great position for Chinese Taipei, who trailed the USA by seven at the first break. Well, in fact, they trailed by five at the first break. And, an interesting first quarter indeed, Simon.
Yeah, you could see the huge change in the U.S. after that first time out. They just decided, it was pretty clear from the beginning they'd taken it a little bit lightly and they were just cruising in. I think that the Chinese Taipei team really surprised them with some nice shooting there. And I think that timeout where Ann Donovan called, she just said, that's enough. Time to bring our A game back out. And, it's only 5 points now, but I think we'll see the USA start to pull away, particularly if they keep working that low post move. It's going to pay dividends for them all night. There's just really no size there for Chinese Taipei to be able to compete with that.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll just get that in there so I can hear it. But the Americans are a bit of a slow, but some good defense from Chinese Taipei early on. They did a good job on them, and got it out. And yeah, I was a little bit surprised. I thought USA would just bounce out and run up 20-point lead straight up, but didn't happen immediately. But I think it's going to happen from now on. And
yeah,
once they figure out how to play, they didn't play Chinese Taipei up in Cairns.
No,
so it's the first time. They're going to get used to them. Give them, you know, they've had 10 minutes.
I mean, yeah, you can, you know. I don't think it was an arrogance thing from the USA or anything. You can forgive them for thinking that, oh, yeah, well, you know, Australia have flogged Chinese Taipei, China have flogged them. Yeah, it won't be too tough for us either. But, you know, you can see they got the game face on now. They're looking pretty relaxed at the beginning of the quarter, but they got the game face on now. I think they're ready to roll. It should be business as usual, as Craig mentioned earlier. It's going to be business as usual, and we'll see the USA start to take off with this game.
Well, it's been an interesting one so far. 29-24 as we come out of the first break. And Chinese Taipei will have the ball. They've got 7 seconds left to go before the start of the second quarter. So we'll have to just see how Chinese Taipei can continue their fight up against the might of the USA. So far, it's pretty good, but it's early going still. Still 30 minutes left of basketball here at the AS Arena. The Opals World Challenge win game number five. Inbound pass is... game number seven. I was right first time. The inbound pass has been raced over the baseline, tapped away by Alana Beard and also Davenport, and we'll have the Chinese Taipei team with the inbound ball. This time they still manage to keep possession. Long pass going across to Chang. Chang gets the ball to Liu. Liu hands it off to Humai. Humai off to Wen. Wen drives in. She was, well, quad team that time. The defense really collapsed in on her. Don't know if the defense collapsed in or she just aimed at it, but they've got the foul being called on Alana Beard, her first personal, and that will give Wen a chance now to put some score on the board. No problems there. In fact, we'll add some more to her score. She hits the first, and that was all net on the way through. She has 5 points for the game. Looking to bring it back to a one-point ball game. Oh, it was short, and no one in there attacking the basket for Chinese Taipei. 29-25 as Beard now looking around. Looks to, she's stuck at the moment. She's almost timed out. And it's a good steal by Liu. And Liu has put it in at the other end. 29-27, two-point ball game. USA leading at the moment. As Beard will bring it back now. She'll want to keep that ball security up. As Parker has got the ball round to Augustus. Augustus, I think, has been called for, I think it was a blocking foul, but it looked like a charge. It was on number 12. So the first personal foul on Humai as Beard gets the ball in, goes to Parker. Parker just trying to get to Augustus, and it was just out of her reach. And USA, you wouldn't think they've already had three games in this Opals World Challenge.
Yeah, they look pretty disorganized, but, you know, once again, the talent in the team is just phenomenal. So it's not going to be a huge factor, I don't think. They certainly aren't doing it hard.
Chang going in at the ball. She had lost control of the ball when the foul was called. I thought Parker's going to have a first personal foul. No, Parker. Davenport it is.
Davenport.
So her second personal. Thompson's going to come in for Davenport. And we will have Chang going to the line. Chang with 4 points already. Has made her first two free throws and a field goal. Next one is short off the iron. And Chinese Taipei, I haven't seen the stats, but they've let a lot of free throws go. As the second one again is short off the iron. So Chinese Taipei from the free throw line is 5 from 10. That's not what a coach wants to be looking at when they've got a game like this on the line. It's Thompson, 3-point shot.
Great Augustus. Pass from Augustus.
Yeah, gets it inside then to Parker.
Gets it into Parker.
Yeah, and Parker makes the shot. That was beautiful.
That's where the US are just going to take over this part of the game, the reflexes and the, you know, just the experience and the skill.
Humai gets a big steal on the pass that was going to Alana Beard, and it meant that the inbound pass, Humai got it inside to Chang, and Chang, puts up the shot. Foul. Another soft call for mine.
Augustus, but, yeah.
Beard will sit down. Augustus will have her second personal foul. No, her first personal foul. And
Shamika
will...
Christian and Swing Cash are on for the US. So,
and Thompson back out there as well.
Yeah.
So the bonus wasn't made again. The free throw shooting isn't improving by Chinese Taipei, and they're having plenty of practice. As Lawson brings it round to Parker, top of the key. Right side is Kristen. Kristen then goes back to Cash. Cash looks to go inside. Oh, Parker's been caught. Thompson got caught unawares that ball was going to her. Chang keeps the ball in, and a great athletic piece of basketball. Helmai gives it off to Lu. Lu gets it across to Wen. Wen goes back to Lu. Lu can't get to drop. And Parker comes up with it over the top to Cash. Cash pushes it hard to the baseline left side. Thompson doesn't get it to drop either. Then the quick transition is going to be Lu with the layup. And it's
31 all
tied up. Once again, 31 apiece. 7:35 left to go till halftime. And this game a lot closer than anyone was caring to predict.
Well, now it's starting to get a little embarrassing for USA. Then, ooh, as they just throw another ball out of bounds there.
Oh, Parker gets a tap on the pass from Cash. I think Chang had also got a touch on it.
Yeah.
And no matter how much they were pointing that it was theirs, Travis Haslam, the referee from Australia in this game, had already made his decision. And it was going the way of Chinese Taipei. So Lu hands off to Humai. Humai goes to Chang. Chang! Oh! Gets caught on the travel. I think she just saw it open up for her at the basket and didn't get the ball on the floor.
Rush of blood
enough.
To the head, yeah.
Yeah.
Just took off.
Got to get the bounce happening before the feet move. As Lawson will bring it back now. USA just not doing any sort of hurry-up ball here at all. Bounce pass is off to Kristen. Kristen pull up, jump shot from the left-hand elbow is not good. Parker comes back and she has drawn the foul. Out of the number 10, her first personal foul in Wen. So Terry, coach of the Chinese Taipei side, just having a few words with her girls out on the floor there, asking them to just concentrate a bit more, I'd imagine. As
she might have been yelling at the ref, I'm not sure.
Well, you can't really tell.
In Travis's direction.
Parker makes the first, 32 plays 31 with the next on its way. She's rattled out. USA were doing good work on the rebound there, but it's going to go to Humai. Humai goes across to Wen. Wen kicks it on to Chang. Chang gets it on to Sun. Sun's shot doesn't fall as she hits the turf, and it will come back to Parker. Parker inside to Thompson. Thompson too easy, and that's what we expect from this USA side.
Yep. Tina Thompson's got the black belt on. Not sure what that's all about. All the other girls don't have that, but she's got the ninth dan black belt on. The way she's scoring at the
Parker. Well, Parker's got it there as well. She gives it off to Cash, and Cash will make the layup as the timeout has been called by Chinese Taipei. In the second quarter, it's 36-31. And perhaps Chinese Taipei have seen the writing on the wall there with some unanswered buckets by the USA.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little bit embarrassing for the Team USA now. They, you know, fair enough, give a team that first quarter to get out and surprise them, but they know what's going on now, and they're certainly not playing anywhere near as well as they can. Be interesting to see. But that being said, Ann Donovan doesn't look worried at all. She looks quite calm. She's walking up and down the sideline and talking to her players on the floor and certainly doesn't seem upset at all. So, I mean, I'd be quietly confident if I were her as well, no matter what the score is now.
That's it, 36-31. And leading scorers at the moment, Thompson with 15 for the USA, 7 for Beard, 5 for Parker, 4 for Davenport, 3 for Smith, 2 for Cash. Then it is Lu with 15, leading scorer for Chinese Taipei. Then Chang with 6, Wen with 5, Cao with 2, and 3 to Lan. So an even split of scorers on both teams, actually. And it hasn't been all tall or all short. that has been doing the scoring so far. As Humai gives the ball off to Wen. Wen drives down the left lane. She can't go herself. And Thompson's been called. It was another tough foul because Wen realised she was just nowhere near.
Cara Lawson, yeah. Thompson was looking. Yeah. Thompson was looking like, what? My foul? And rightly so, yeah.
Lawson was the one that got her off her feet.
Just a little bit of contact on the drive from Lawson.
All right, so it will be Wen who goes to the line. They've got to do something about their free throw shooting, though, because it is really keeping them out of this game. And it is going to cost them too dearly at the end. An all net from Wen, so she has made her second free throw of the game from probably about six attempts, or perhaps I'm being a tad harsh there. As the next shot up in the air, it's short. And it will be Thompson who does the rebound and gives it off to Lawson. Lawson brings it down from the right to the left wing. Cash back to the center with Thompson. Lawson in the corner. Back to Cash again. Cash tries to take on the Chinese Taipei side, but the defense was strong. Goes out to Lawson for a three-point shot. Doesn't make it, but in there was Cash. She made a good cut to the basket after she gave off that ball and was there to do the rebounding.
The Chinese Taipei defense is excellent. They're doing a really good job at that end.
They are indeed. As Chinese Taipei looking around now, bounce pass across to Tao. Tao then gives it back to Wen. Wen on the right-hand side goes into the right-hand corner. Sun puts up a long-range two. It's a ball on the floor when it missed the bucket. And eventually Lawson will come up with it. Lawson over the top to Parker. Parker, turn around, dump off to Thompson. Oh. Thompson sees it rattle around, and it is nailed. 40-32, 5 minutes left to go in the quarter.
Tina Thompson's the real deal. She's an amazing player.
As left side is Tao. Tao fakes the three, tries to take on Parker, loses the dribble now. She needs some help. Has to go outside to Humai. Humai drives down the left lane. She gets herself isolated. Can't do too much. Has to hand off to Sun. Sun, with 2 seconds to go, will put up the... she won't put up the shot. Gives it to Wen, who tries to put up the shot, but it was well under the basket in the end, and USA will have the ball back from the baseline. Couple of changes being rung there as Kristen comes back out for the USA, and also Wei Chung also coming out for Chinese Taipei. So Lawson brought the ball down the right wing, over the top inside to Thompson. Ooh. Thompson loses the handle on it, but Lawson was there to clean it up. Kristen's there on the right side. Left side was Cash inside to Thompson. Thompson, turnaround, jump shot, one-handed. It's beautiful. 42-32.
She'll just continue to dominate in that post area all night.
Tao going out to Wing Chung. Wing Chung to Lu. Lu drives down the left-hand lane, makes the shot in off the glass. That was tough work because Thompson and Parker were both in front of her.
That was a tough basket and a nice bit of play.
Bringing the ball back again. Cash, 42, plays 34, 3:50 left to go. Kristen now working around the perimeter, goes inside to Thompson. Thompson, a huge height advantage, just a little underarm layup there, and she has been fouled. You could take a raffle on that one, but it's going to go to Tao on the 14. And Tao will get the foul as Lu comes off and Chang comes back on. Chang just having a bit of a rotation there with 3:50 left and Thompson at the line. USA still looking supremely confident. They don't feel like they're being pressured at all.
Thompson's got 22 points now. She's certainly carrying her share of the load. 22 out of 45 points.
That is for sure. So it will be Chinese Taipei working it back down the right wing. Sun tries to go in. Beard steals it off. Beard and Sun going down. Hit the deck. It was almost a game of rugby there for a moment. But Beard will come back up with it. And she'll bring it down the left wing. She loses the handle on the dribble that time. Has to go over the top to Riley. Riley goes back to Beard inside looking for Thompson. And Humai gets in there to tap it over the baseline. As 14 seconds left. Oh, foul's been called. Over the shoulder foul as coming off his son back on his LAN. And that was Humai's second personal foul. So Humai's second personal fouls. Thompson gets the inbound ball, goes right side to Kristen. Kristen then to Riley, and Riley can drive the baseline, puts it in too easy. 47 plays 34, 3 minutes left. Riley's first points for the game. So that seems amazing, doesn't it? As Chang on the right-hand elbow. Oh, just puts up a shot. No pressure from Thompson.
Whatever works.
Yeah, and that was too easy. 47-36. 11-point ball game. Still a respectable score for Chinese Taipei, who are wrestling at the moment. They are really fighting it. Chang gets the rebound from the long-range three-point attempt from the corner. It's Chang goes down to Wee Chung, and Wee Chung trying to say it's a foul, ref. But Travis Haslam, the referee, having nothing to do with it, as the ball was over the baseline, and we will have Chinese Taipei to inbound it. 2:41. As back into the game comes Chu Wen. Chu Wen gives it off to Lan. Lan goes to Wing Cheng. Wing Cheng going over the top to Chang. Chang looking around. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Less than that. Now five as she puts up the shot. It hit the corner of the ring. And Beard comes down with the rebound. Beard looks to drive the left lane. Pulls up. Goes to Riley. Riley over the top. But Wing Cheng. Hugh Mai. Coming over the top, just knocks the ball over the sideline. Hugh Mai is playing very tall, Simon.
They're doing a fantastic job of just getting in the lanes and making it really hard for Team USA to get those entry passes in.
Thompson drives into the paint once again, and I think this will be the third personal on... Yeah, this will be the third personal now on Chu Wing, on Chu Wen. So that's that could be costly. 2 minutes left to go in the half. But I guess the Chinese Taipei team not scared to do their rotations. So has been an interesting half so far. Thompson makes the first of the free throws. And 23 points for the game, Thompson.
So we're getting out to 12. She hits this a 13-point lead now for Team USA. But they haven't really at any stage in this half looked comfortable.
Lan at the quick transition gets run over by Kristen and Riley, and Chinese Taipei will get the ball back from the baseline. It's a 13-point ball game here at the AIS Arena. Chinese Taipei versus USA, and Thompson knocks away the inbound pass from Chang.
That was a pass to you, Craig.
Chang, well, yeah. I was ready for it. didn't have to get called into the game, though. I don't think Chinese Taipei need my help. Inbound pass gets slapped away by Thompson. Goes back to Wing Chung. Wing Chung gets it inside to Chu Wen. Chu Wen's shot gets it out to Lan. Lan's shot doesn't fall. Beard brings it down in the attack for the USA. Gets it off to Kristen. Kristen puts up a three-point shot. It won't fall. And Wing Chung goes left side to Lan. Lan gives it to Chang, and Chang's caught as she was trying to pivot out of the baseline. She has caught on the travel.
It was great defense from Swin Cash, just a hedge at the player, and it was enough to create the travel.
Right now, as Riley brings the ball back in, 49 plays 36 here at the AIS Arena. 13 points the difference. The USA leading as Cash gets it at the top of the key, gets it inside to Parker, outside to Beard for three. Off the iron, Cash will do the rebounding. She has crashed on the baseline, and I think Lan is being called for the foul. She's looking very guilty there. But it's not going to be her. It's Hugh Mai on three. Now, Hugh Mai's been an important player in this Chinese Taipei side.
I think Lance just got that kind of face, that innocent sort of, oh, what? What? I don't think I did that.
Well, you can't be serious, ref. All right, Swinchet Cash at the line to shoot for two. 4 points for Cash for the game, and it still will stay there. With a minute 22 on the clock, the second free throw. About to be put up, the price attack. Opals World Challenge. Well underway here. Cash makes the shot, and it's 5 points for Cash for the game. 50-36. 1 minute 22 left to go in the half. And Hugh Mai and also Chu Wen, both on three personal fouls, sit down. Cao going to Wing Chung. Pass. Wing Chung just missed Chu there. And it was definitely the right option, but unfortunately just couldn't get it. Oh, well, it must have been tapped away. So Wing Chun inbounds to Lu. Lu goes back to Wing Chun, then gives it to Chu. Chu hands off to Lan. Lan looking. Gosh, he's busy, but not able to find an opening to the basket. 5 seconds left. Chung kicks it. Look away pass to Wing Chun. And the shot, well, it will hit the ring. So Chinese Taipei doing the rebounding. You wouldn't expect a team that's so much shorter would be able to get the offensive rebound like that. But Beard again goes hands with the steal. And it's Augustus off to the races. Augustus lays it in off the glass. And it will be 52 plays, 36. 36 seconds left to go. Chung, three-point attempt, rattles out. 52-36, 29 seconds left. Riley has the ball stripped by Lan, and it means Parker has to come back up. Parker has it tapped away. Wing Chun gives it off to Lu. Beard just crashes into Lu. The shot doesn't drop as she was into the layup that time. She's got an interesting knee patch there of tape, just a fluorescent blue knee patch on the right knee there, does Lu. But it, well, it's getting close to halftime. Michelle Hocking joining us just during halftime by looks of things, as Simon has some other duties to perform at the halftime break. And Lu gets the drop in from the iron.
Finally, they make one.
Yeah, it's a wry cheer from the crowd. Second one looks good as well. Well, it is 19 points for Lu, 18.8 seconds to go. And I didn't see who called the timeout that time, but it was the USA, I've been told. So, and Donovan wanting to have a chat to set up the play with the last 18 seconds of the quarter.
Yeah, I'm sure Anne will be talking to him about what kind of shot she wants to get, and probably just a little bit about how they've gone this quarter. They, you know, I think they've stepped it up a gear. I still don't think they're in fourth as yet, but, you know, they've got more game, another game tomorrow night, and you know, Chinese Taipei are doing a pretty good job. They could help themselves out a bit by making some of the foul shots. You know, they're doing a good job of getting to the rack, but they just can't put them down.
Yes, well, it's been an interesting game for sure, Michelle, and 52-38, well, only a 14-point ball game, and on this scale, well, USA are going to get to 100, but that 100-point deficit might not be achieved if they don't start really starting to run their plays.
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, really the USA is probably looking to use this game to run some different combinations. And Donovan's been putting players in and out pretty quickly. So it's hard, I guess, in some ways for the Americans to get any sort of rhythm going. But at the same time, you know, with the talent they've got on the floor, they really should be doing a much better job than they are.
Haney comes out for, I think, her first minutes now. Well, it'll be less than a minute. It'll be 18 seconds. In fact, Haney keeps the ball in hand as she drives the left lane. Parker has to pull up as she gets control of the ball eventually. Cash gets the drop, and on the rebound, we'll get it back. Cash, 5 points for the game. Chinese Taipei only get time to inbound it. And at halftime, it is the USA 54 leading Chinese Taipei 38 in what has been an entertaining, well, first match here on our game tonight. We might get Mark Astner to drop in, but Michelle, as you were saying, the USA really need to consider what they're doing here.
Well, that's right. You know, they can pretty well tonight get away with not playing as well as they need to beat Chinese Taipei. They just don't have the size or strength to be able to compete with the Americans. But, you know, tomorrow night, the Americans have got to come up against Australia, and that's an entirely different ball game. Australia's not at full strength, nor is the Americans, should I say. But, you know, if they don't start to get some sort of rhythm in their game, start to focus on the job at hand, then, you know, tomorrow night, the Australians will really take it at them and give them a good show for their money.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem for both for the sides when you come up against a team like Chinese Taipei that, you know, it's, you know, you're going to win it.
Yes.
For the Americans coming in. And it's that mindset of, you know, we don't really have to try that hard. All we're going to do is go through the motions, and we're going to... I mean, 16-point lead at halftime, you'd almost think it was a close game.
Well, that's right.
At times, but it's not.
It's not. I mean, they're really... Chinese Taipei are just not in the same league as the Americans. And, you know, I think for the crowd, they're out here to see the Americans in full flight. It's not happening tonight. And, you know, it's good to see Chinese Taipei. They're putting everything they've got into it, and that's great. But the Americans, I think, are really just coasting through this one.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, like you said, Taipei, they really are going at it defensively. They're trying very hard. And I think even Australia last night when they played them had trouble getting the ball inside against them. And I think the Americans are having a little bit of a problem with that as well. Obviously, once they do, bang, they score. But, yeah, I think Taipei, like we said, they are short. Their tallest players, I think, listed at 6'2". And that's it.
And from there, it's all downhill.
It's 6'2". That's nothing against an American side that's got about four or five girls there that are all 6'5". And against, well, Australia, of course, with, you know, Lauren Jackson at 6'5" and Jenny Whittle 6'7".
That's right.
So,
Chinese,
some problems.
Chinese Taipei are doing a good job against the post. They're using their bodies well and slipping round the seals in the post situation. So they're getting hands to the ball occasionally and just disrupting what the Americans are trying to do. And the Americans have to make them play their make Chinese Taipei play their outside game as well, you know, and until they start really looking to take the open perimeter shot, which they've taken a few, but probably is not as many as have been there, and look to be a little bit more aggressive offensively and put a bit of penetration into their offensive game, then Chinese Taipei can afford to, shut down on the inside game and that will create some steals for them.
Yep. Taipei have got a problem at the offensive end. They don't seem to have as many options. A couple of them can chuck them out up from outside, but they really have trouble scoring with a lot of the players. We saw the same trouble yesterday for them. Chiang, number six, she had a lot of their points early. And tonight, again, she and number 15, Liu, are the ones that have taken it to them. Liu's got 19 points at half time, which is great effort.
Excellent effort.
It makes it very hard to, make it close, though, when you've only got a couple of scorers against the Americans who will probably run just about everyone tonight. Although I'm surprised there have been a couple of players that haven't got on so far. Pondexter, was second in the draft.
Yes.
Going to Phoenix. So Carrie Graff knows a little bit about her. had done a little bit of recruiting on her before while she was over there.
Yeah.
So she hasn't actually been out there on court, I don't think. And Haney only just came on, I think, for the last 30 seconds or so.
Yes, that's right.
And they'll run through their players. They've just got too much strength out there. I mean, Tina Thompson inside has been absolutely devastating. Oh, 24 points was absurd. And she was getting them so easily.
Well, that's right. She had, I think, 13 of the Americans' first 15 points, and she was doing it quite easily. So, I mean, she's just too big, strong, and athletic for the Chinese Taipei to be able to defend. But at the offensive end, as you were saying, with Chinese Taipei, they really just don't have the weapons, and it makes it easier defensively if you can just say, okay, well, these are the two girls that we know that are going to be doing the bulk of the scoring, focus on them, shut them down, and really force the other players to be able to step it up and take the most of the opportunities. Unfortunately, they probably aren't able to do that, and even when they can make easy baskets from the foul line, they haven't been able to knock them down very consistently. I think that's, you know, at international level, you would expect a better shooting percentage from the foul line, but I think they were running at 50% at one point.
47.4. At halftime, it's 47.4. 9 of 19 from the free throw line. Get that up to, 75% and, about 15. That adds another 6 points to their total.
It's a single-digit game.
Yeah, indeed. Rebounding, they're getting done, 28-14.
Not surprising.
And the Americans got 10 offensive boards as well, so they're getting those extra opportunities.
That's right.
Which results in the fact they've put up 42 shots while Taipei put up 29.
But Chinese on the rebounding front, Chinese Taipei have looked good when they have actually come up with a defensive board and been able to get out in some transition basketball. The problem they have is that, of course, they just can't clean up on the boards at the defensive end of the floor. But, you know, I guess it's sort of their natural game is to get out and run the transition game, and then it's not happening for them tonight because they just can't compete on the glass.
The Americans will be disappointed. 9 turnovers, which is the same as Taipei in the first half. And they've made some elementary silly mistakes in their performances.
It almost, it sort of reeks of laziness in many ways. I mean, I think there's a little bit of complacency in there. And, Chinese Taipei are taking the opportunities when they come their way. I'd imagine that Ann Donovan be in there right now talking to them about, coming out of the half, getting a really good start to the half, dominate and break the back, I guess, of Chinese Taipei in this first bit of the quarter and then just cruise the game out.
Yeah, well, they're already way out in front and that ain't going to change, but it will be interesting to see how it does go in the third and fourth quarters of the rest of the game. So, yeah, will be interesting.
Yeah.
Leading scorers for Chinese Taipei, as I said, number 15, Liu with 19. Chiang, the number 6, has got 9. I think the Americans did do a little bit of scouting on her yesterday and figured her out as being one of the main targets, and she certainly was their outstanding player yesterday. Mm-hmm. Very good player, and they've shut her down a fair bit, stopping her getting the ball. And for the Americans, Tina Thompson with 24, Swin Cash with 7, Alana Baird with 7, and Candace Parker with 5. Michelle's just stepped out, and we've got the general manager of sales and marketing for Basketball Australia joining us. And you must be loving this sort of event. It's a great opportunity for you to sell basketball.
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. We're really pleased to have the Price Tag Opals playing here in Australia. It's not something we get to do as a regular event, but it's something we're certainly building up to make a regular feature here in Australia. Great opportunity for people to come out and see the best in the world.
Unfortunately, you get a little bit limited with your time periods that you could do it after the WNBL. And before some of the girls disappear to the WNBA, so you're getting squeezed a little bit.
It is getting squeezed. There's so much basketball being played, obviously, around the world, and our girls are very talented, so they do get picked up in the WNBA and in the competitions in Europe, and obviously now Lauren with Korea. So a small window, but certainly we make the most of it. It's great to see a lot of the top players playing here in this event here for the Opals World Challenge.
Yeah, there's only a couple missing that will probably go to the World Championship. So we're getting to see most of the Australians, but it's good also to get a team like America out here.
Fantastic. Big coup for us. We're very excited. And certainly the public has responded very well in being able to see Australia play US. Obviously, the grudge match there, it's the team that the Opals haven't been able to beat in a significant international event.
Yeah, we have beaten them, though.
We have beaten them.
I think sometimes we forget about that.
That's right.
It has happened. It was 98, where Australia beat them 3 times or something in a 5-game series.
That's right. So it'll be interesting to see tomorrow night's game, but obviously the one for the girls that counts and for us now is the World Championships. So this is a very important lead-up competition for the teams and certainly for the coach to select the right side for the Worlds later in the year.
And of course, we've seen Chinese Taipei in China. Tom Ma taking over with China, and completely different styles of basketball that we're getting to see. But there's some connections there Australia-wise with China as well.
Yeah, which is great to see, and certainly the Canberra folk would be able to see those linkages with Tom and with Elena Beard as well, and Lauren. It's an interesting little mix.
Yeah, we've got plenty of capitals. Of course, WNBL champions, we love that.
Don't need to mention that one again, do we?
No, well, we'd let Dan De Long have it for a couple of years, so, we had to pinch it back from him.
Had to pinch it back.
But it was nice to beat them in the grand final as well. It added to the extra touch.
Exactly.
But, back to your job, though, sales and marketing. How exactly is it working out there for you?
We've got a major sponsor in Price Attack on board for the Opal, so we're very pleased to have them supporting women's sport. It's not easy, obviously, out there to find sponsors. It's, obviously the girls are very competitive and they're a great bunch, so there's certainly a market for them, but it's tough. It's tough selling women's sport. There's no question about it for us.
Yeah, and of course, basketball, it's not one of the major sports. Footy is getting all the sponsorship dollars. So what can you do about that?
Look, I guess we just have to market ourselves to the corporates that are looking to target women. Women are obviously very much the purchasers in a lot of retail markets. So finding the right link with the right sponsor can make it a very desirable property. But look, it's really a numbers game. You have to approach a lot of people and find that right partner to come on board.
Yep, and of course, good to see you. We've got a couple of kangaroos out here.
We do have a couple of kangaroos, and I've noticed that one of them came out naked, but he's partially clothed.
He's partially clothed now.
I'm only used to seeing Boomer in a full outfit, but I don't know what's happened there. He's only wearing his Basketball Australia t-shirt tonight. Well, Boomer, the big red kangaroo, he's one of our national mascots and obviously associated with the Boomers being the men's national team, but he's come out to support the girls. And the other one being Duncan, our Aussie Hoops mascot, if you like. So yes. he helps the younger kids get involved in the game, and our Aussie Hoops program is certainly alive and well in Australia.
Yeah, it's one of those programs that you're getting out amongst with the younger people, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Look, we're aiming. It's a fun. It's all about the fun and participation at that age. We try not to make it, you know, too serious and too many drills and skills. It's more about a game sense approach and getting the kids to have fun and, you know, and playing with the ball and meeting some friends and getting involved. So very much about junior participation.
And if people come into these games, what can they purchase?
They can, if they're coming to the games, obviously we've got some great great entertainment here for them, but they can also pick up some great merchandise, Basketball Australia merchandise, and come along, and after the games the Price Attack Opals will be available for signing. So it's a great opportunity to meet and greet the players and to pick some merchandise up as well.
I think that's one of the things that I love about women's basketball is the accessibility we have sometimes to players straight after a game. Because quite often you go to the men's game and bang, it's all shut off and bang, they're gone. The girls, it's, they sit around on the floor stretching, cooling down, and you can wander out and talk.
They are. They're a great bunch of girls, and you know, I watched them up in Cairns, and the lineup, you know, was queued right around the corner, and the people waited there until the girls stretched and came out, and they weren't disappointed. The girls had a chat to everyone, and I think the girls really enjoyed as well, giving something back to the community that support them. I think they have very much a sense of what goes into the sport and how difficult it is, and they really appreciate the public coming out to watch them play. Mm.
Indeed they do. Well, the teams are about to get ready for the second half, so we're going to change over. We'll let you go and get back to work. And
great.
I'm going to let Simon and Craig come jumping back in here as well, so thanks a lot.
Thanks very much. Great to talk to you.
No worries. Thanks. We've got Michelle going to stick the headphones on and come back in here, and then I'll jump out of here. But halftime, 54-38, the US over Chinese Taipei.
And Mish, well, really nothing's changed since we spoke because it was right when the halftime break occurred.
But, that's right.
Interesting just to see both teams warming up there. And at Chinese Taipei, well, they were very nervous before this game started. They would be a little less because they now know what they've been in for, and of course it's only going to get worse.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's interesting though, they were nervous at the start of the game, but they had a really good start, and you know, they led for the first couple of minutes, and maybe they need to get some of those nerves back to just unsettle the Americans, if that's possible.
Yeah, well, the free throw shooting is still what has been ruining this Chinese Taipei side, which are shooting 9 from 19, 47% at the half. So it will be USA who will have first use of the ball here in the second half. Schwing Cash going to bring it into Alana Beard. Then it is Parker, Thompson and O'Reilly who are out there for the USA. For Chinese Taipei, it is Wen Chang, also Lan Chang, Tsao, and going back to their starting lineup of Liu. Beard has the ball on the right side now, goes left side to Riley. Riley bounce pass inside to Parker. Parker's turnaround jump shot doesn't fall, and Cash wrestling at it there with Tsao, and Tsao sees it over the baseline. USA to get another use on it. 9 minutes and 42 seconds left to go in the third term. So really less than a minute gone in the second half. Riley puts up a three-point attempt from the top of the key, hits the front of the iron. Parker goes back in, gets it, and knocks it down. And Parker, very impressive so far.
Yeah, she's got a nice short-range jump shot on her, and she's quite good back to the basket. So, you know, she's very athletic as well, hard to stop.
Land sets up now for Wen Chung. Wen Chung goes left side to Liu. Liu looking for Chang. No, has to put the ball on the floor. Gives it to Su. Su now going, dropping the ball is Liu, wrestling on it, locked up. And it will be a shot clock violation. It's an interesting call. Because Thompson looked like, Swing Cash looked like she was all over the ball then.
I would expect that that's actually a jump ball call. And well, if that is the case, then it should
Travis Haslam had his thumbs in the air. Looking, and Donovan's looking over there. Wen Chang is also there, but perhaps they said Swing Cash never took possession of the ball.
Not sure what happened there exactly. But interestingly, USA have picked up their defensive intensity, putting players under a lot more pressure. And I don't think the Chinese Taipei got within 30 foot of the basket, that possession.
Cash then goes inside to Parker. Parker knocks another down. Parker moves to 9 points for the game.
Americans are really pumping the ball inside now. They're delivering much better into their big players who are just going to work.
Yeah, Wing Chung gets the ball in the front court now over the top. Goes to Chu. Chu. Oh, just no hope there, Parker. Parker slaps it back into Chu, though, and that gives Liu a chance, and she just banks in a nice jump shot from the right-hand side.
She's having a great game. She's doing a really good job. She's mixing it up.
Yeah, 21 points for Chinese Taipei is Liu as Thompson goes again, and she's got 26 now for the USA, who are 60 leading Chinese Taipei 40. So they've opened the gap up to a 20-point margin here at the 8-minute, well, at the 2-minute mark of the third term. It is Wen Chung. Wen Chung going right side to Liu. Liu bounce pass inside to Chang. Chang's turnaround jump shot isn't able to be banked in. And it will be Parker who brings it back. Gives it off to Cash. Easy as you like. Cash and the USA stepping it up now.
They are, and they're getting out and running a little bit of transition then, which is good to see. If they can get that game going, I think it's all over Red Rover.
22 points the difference, 62 plays 40. It was an entertaining first half. It looks like it's going to be showtime here in the second. As so, gets off to Liu. Liu puts up a three-point attempt, does her own rebounding, gives it to Chang from the right-hand corner, and Chang will knock down a two-pointer. Back to a 20-point ball game, 62-42.
That's just really a fundamental breakdown. They missed, the Americans missed the box out. Chinese Taipei got the possession back and were able to get a score. Fundamental error.
Riley goes left side to Cash. Cash drives into the paint. Pull-up jump shot doesn't fall. Chinese Taipei boxing well. Lan goes off to Wen Chung. Wen Chung now bring it down the left wing. Pulls up at Beard. Then goes right side to Liu. Liu looked like she was faking for a three. Su gets the ball backwards this time to Wen Chung. Wen Chung to Lan. Lan's jump shot hits the iron and Thompson does the rebounding. Oh, good work that time by Liu. Taps it away on the pass. Gives it to Wen Chung, and Wen Chung will get her first points for the game.
Americans were just sloppy on that outlet pass.
Beard now setting it up, 62-44, 18-point ball game. As Beard goes over the top, the Cash bounce pass inside to Thompson, and Chinese Taipei sometimes just don't know which way to go. There's so much scoring power on the court.
Yeah, and the Americans are really starting to dominate this game now. They've stepped up their defensive intensity. And
Land for three! Big shot there, and she moves to 6 points for the game.
That was a Christy Harrell range, that one.
It was a long way out, wasn't it? Beard will kick it off to Cash now, left side to Thompson, then to Riley. Riley looking around on the left wing, tries the wrong foot land, but has to go back to Beard, top of the key. Beard fakes the shot, then drives the left-hand lane. She knows these hoops and will bank it in on a nice little layup.
Yeah, a lot of Capitals fans will be happy to see her back in town.
Yeah, and they'll be happy to see her here next season in the Prizetech WNBL. Land takes on Riley, and I think Riley's going to be called for the foul as she tried to go for the underhanded layup. Third personal foul on Riley now as Sue sits down. Going back out there is Chu, and then it is Riley going out there for Thompson. Looks like Augustus. I'm having a lot of trouble with Augustus there, going to step in for Cash. And I think one on the shooter here will be changed later. Land is going to have two free throws. USA as Australia comes out to have a look at this matchup. And her tracksuit today is Emily McInerney, so we'll say from that that she will be playing. She sat out yesterday's game. Land misses the second as it's Riley who gets in to do the rebound and gives it off to Beard. Beard will bring it down the left wing. Let's Beard over the top now, gives it to Parker. Parker, turnaround jump shot is good. And it was a nice piece of work.
Used her body exceptionally well and felt where the defense was and just bumped off of her.
Yep, good play there by the USA. Another three-point attempt by Land. This time it rings out. Beard has to kick it left side to Riley. Left side to Smith, sorry. Chief looks over the top, gives it to Riley on the left lane. And the harassing defense there has got the turnover.
That's good to see. They're still sticking at it defensively, putting the Americans under pressure and creating a turnover.
Humai out there now for Chinese Taipei, resting Land as Chang gets it once again. Chang, just trying to work hard under the basket, but Riley is there. And Riley is going to be called for her second personal foul. Riley. 20-point ball game, 4:51 on the clock, and it is Chang at the line. And again, the free throw shooting of Chinese Taipei is extremely costly.
It is. I mean, they probably, they had upped the percentage that they're making from the foul line. It'd be, again, probably, a 10 or 12-point ball game.
Beard, the second shot, Parker does the rebound and gives it off to Beard. Beard down the left lane. Goes over the top now to Augustus. Augustus inside to Parker. Parker turnaround, one-handed jump shot doesn't fall. And Humai will kick it on immediately to Wen Chung. Wen Chung going left side to Humai. Humai driving baseline, gives it to Liu, driving baseline. And Liu's got that bank in off the glass going quite nicely for the Chinese Taipei side.
She's very quick.
Smith into Riley. Riley's turnaround jump shot hits the front of the iron. Liu does the rebounding. Quick transition as Wen Chung kicks it long, but unfortunately Chu couldn't get a hold of the ball, and it will be Parker who brings it back. Right idea, just not the execution. Liu gets a steal that time in on Riley, and Liu will go left side to Wen Chung. Wen Chung bringing it back to the center of the court. I'm amazed at how many of these girls have got serious ink on them, and I mean serious. Dark, heavy prison type ink. It is. It is pretty tough.
Yes.
So the shot doesn't get made. 68-50. 18-point ball game here as Beard brings it round to Parker. Parker gives it off to Augustus. Augustus just working round. Plenty of defense on her. Goes back to Beard. Down the right lane, in fact. Shot doesn't fall, but Parker's good enough to get back there. Nothing that Chung could do there. She was caught on the backside.
Yeah, absolutely. Just too big, unable to compete physically with her. So, concede that one.
Liu drives down the left wing. Inside it goes from Wen Chung to Humai. Humai outlets to Chu. And there's been a foul called. I think it's on Alana Beard. No, it was called on Augustus. So I didn't think Augustus was anywhere near the play, but
no.
It certainly called from a long way out. Timeout has been called. Augustus' second personal foul, and I'm not sure who called that timeout. I didn't see any hand signals. It was USA, so Ann Donovan wanting to speak to the girls first. And in a game of chicken, it's an interesting one that Chinese Taipei have got Ann Donovan to call the timeouts first in every quarter.
In every quarter. Well, Ann would be disappointed. They've made, the Americans have really given up some soft possession. They've turned the ball over just through being a bit complacent, I think, and a little bit lazy with the execution. And, it doesn't matter who you're playing, whether you're playing, number 27 in the world or number 2 in the world. If you don't focus on the fundamental things that you need to do well, then you've got to turn the ball over. And, it's just disappointing when you've got girls who are professional basketballers who, they really should be able to step it up regardless of the competition.
Yes, it is. An interesting game as some of the AIS girls are continuing to file in and out of the AIS arena. Having a bit of a cheer there as waving to a few of their fans.
Yeah.
Because I was here.
Number one fan club member.
No, I'm second to that fella that has the soccer club sign.
Soccer, yeah.
70 plays, 53 minutes left to go in the quarter as we come out of the timeout now. And it is when, let me call this game, Hugh Meyer. You don't think I'm having trouble enough with the names with you? Yeah. Crack 'em wise. It is Chung who puts up the shot. It doesn't fall. And Riley comes up with the rebound, gives it off to Beard, or bring it down the left wing. 20-point ball game, 2:40 left to go in the quarter. Smith over the top to Augustus. Augustus jump shot from the left lane, and it will be a good basket. 72 plays, 52-35 left to go in the quarter.
The Americans have changed up their defense out of that timeout. They've gone into a zone defense. Looks like a matchup zone. Nice big matchup zone with the size they've got on the floor. Oh, nice three-pointer for number 12 for Chinese.
Hugh Mai, you don't even want to go the name.
That's right.
It was a great shot, though, from the left-hand side.
Yeah, it was all net.
Hugh Mai gets her first 3 points for the game. Lawson's going to come in now for Alana Beard. So AB gets to sit down. And Lawson gets first touch in the ball now. Riley bounce pass inside to Smith on the right low post. Just goes into the paint. Big hook shot. Doesn't fall. And I think that is going to be Lou's first personal foul. So Lou gets called for the foul.
Chinese Taipei have gone into a zone as well. So, you know, this will be interesting to see whether the Americans start to use their perimeter game a bit more than they have earlier in the half.
Well, shooting free throws and missing them is contagious.
Maybe it's the rings, Craig.
Well, there could be some glad wrap on them, I suppose, as the second shot is good and Riley will move to 4 points for the game. Smith will move to 4 points for the game. I don't know how I can get those two confused.
No.
There is a difference. Okay, as Nguyen gets the ball off to Chung Hugh Mai. Now off to Nguyen again in the corner looking for a pass is Chu, but it doesn't go that way. Lu gets back there as an inbound pass gets to Chung. Chung then has the shot, but it doesn't fall. Lawson will get the rebound from Davenport, goes to Smith, but Smith's pass is cut off by Nguyen. And Nguyen will carry the ball down to Lu, back to Nguyen. Nguyen goes to Chu. Chu on the right side goes back to Nguyen, top of the key. Then Humai. Humai goes inside to Lu, and Lu just tries to get the quick pass on to Chung, and Chang is not able to control it, and she will see the ball, the turnover affected.
The Chinese Taipei are getting no penetration at all against that zone, so it's really creating some difficulties for them.
Davenport in the paint, turnaround jump shot is good. She banks it in. And they were off to 75 plays, 53. So still 22 points is respectable for Chinese Taipei. And it is well, an interesting one for the USA to say the least. First time these two teams have matched up at the Price Attack World Opals Challenge. Inside ball gets to Chang. Chang has the ball rejected by Riley. And then Chinese Taipei can get it back, though. And the three-point shot from Nguyen doesn't fall. Lawson will carry it down the floor for the USA. Lawson over the top to Davenport. Davenport has Nguyen just hacking at her from behind. Gives it off to Augustus, and Augustus' shot falls short. Hits the ring. I thought it was touched out by Chinese Taipei and Hugh Mai, but it doesn't. And we'll have the Chinese Taipei side bring it back.
Augustus really forced that shot. It wasn't a good selection, and you know, they could have got a much better scoring opportunity out of that possession.
Down the right wing, the ball has been, well, I thought it was tapped away from Humai's pass, but no, USA will get it. Riley kicks it in immediately to Lawson, who is bringing the ball down a bit quicker now. Lawson pulls up at the top of the arc. Lawson goes left, then goes into the paint. Sure, 2 seconds left to go in the third quarter, and it will be the USA going to the line. Lawson will shoot two as Nguyen picks up her second personal foul.
Starting to get a little bit sloppy this game. I think Chinese Taipei are getting a little bit tired.
Lawson makes the first, 76 plays, 53, 23-point ball game. What was the halftime gap? I should just recheck. As the ball rattles out, it was 38-54 at halftime. And at three-quarter time, it's 76-53. Chinese Taipei scoring not as freely as they'd like, but still able to rack up a number of points in that quarter to make it a very respectable score.
Yeah, they've certainly held their own, and you know, it's no disgrace. I'd be really happy with the efforts so far in the three quarters, but you know, there's still another quarter to go, and I would imagine that
you're going to back USA, who have scored 29 and 25 and now have taken it to 23 in that quarter. So really, whilst they dominated, they only scored 23 points. That's their worst scoring quarter.
It's interesting, isn't it, when you look at it that way. It's just, you know, I think, here we go. We're going to get hit by a water bottle, I think.
So. Well, they didn't hit us yesterday with them, so Mark Aston's going to move into the chair for three-quarter time. As Michelle, you will get to think a bit more about what you're seeing here, and what does this mean for Australia?
Well, I think, you know, it can mean one of two things. It can either mean that, you know, the Americans will come out tomorrow, and if they continue to play as sloppily and complacently as they have now, then they'll be in for a rude shock because the Australians will take it right out. The other thing that could happen is that Ann Donovan could have some serious discussion with them tonight post this game about their effort and performance, and they could have come out tomorrow and bring their number one game, which could create a problem for the Australians.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably more likely to happen. motivation for tomorrow night's not going to be a problem.
Absolutely.
Whereas, yeah, I just think they'll be a lot better tonight. This performance, I guess you've got to praise Taipei.
Absolutely. You know, it's any time that the team steps on the floor and plays against the Americans and is able to stay, you know, can really, they have been competitive for probably 2.5 quarters of the game. So that's terrific.
I don't know that Mark was too active then. He checking scores.
And he just couldn't get me to be quiet. That was the problem.
Well, that's a good thing when you're the colour commentator. You've got to give the commentator the play-by-play caller a break. But all right, let's have a look here as we start the final quarter, 76-53. It's been an interesting game so far, and I think we're going to have a very interesting last quarter. It's either going to be an absolute display of theatrics, or it's going to be a grind.
That's right.
Here's the three-quarter time stats for you, Michelle, as Wen Chung gets over to Hugh Mai. Hugh Mai goes back to Wen Chung. Wen Chung goes back to Hugh Mai. Hugh Mai for three. It was a downtown three. It didn't come off, and Lawson comes up with the ball. Wen Chung just absolutely slapped Lawson there, and a charge has been called against Riley. So... oh, she put the elbow was up in the turn move is something that the referee sort of indicated. He wasn't impressed with it, that was for sure. And Riley's got a third personal foul as Hugh Mai inbounds the ball to Wen Chung. Wen Chung's out there with Chu Chang and Lu for Chinese Taipei, who trails 76-53. Big three-point shot by Wen Chung in the number five. She moves to 5 points for the game. And it's Lawson who gets the ball to Smith. Smith to Riley. Riley has the pass blocked that time by Chinese Taipei. Davenport will eventually get the recovered ball, and she'll put it in for two. So 78 plays 56, a 22-point ball game, as we have Wen Chung go right side to Chu. Chu to Chang. Chang to Hugh Mai. Hugh Mai goes inside to Lu, over the top to Chung. Oh, reverse little hook.
Sweet little shot. And that was really good ball movement by Chinese Taipei then. They got some inside-outside penetration, and it broke up the zone. So it was great.
I didn't expect the showtime to be coming from Chinese Taipei either,
no,
Mitch.
No, you wouldn't predict that.
It's Lu gets the intercept on the pass, but it ricochets to Riley, gives it to Augustus. Augustus gives it to Lawson. Lawson finds Davenport. Davenport puts up the shot, doesn't fall, and putting it back in is Augustus. So
yeah, easy offensive board then from the Americans.
It was a little bit too easy. 80 right. Plays 58, 22 points the difference. Wen Chung goes to Chu, back to Wen Chung. Bounce pass looking for Chu is cutting it, hit the foot of Lawson, and the shot clock will reset. Yeah, it looked like it was pumped into Lawson's foot more than she kicked at it. that shot clock resets.
That's right. That's Luke the rule.
Gets the inbound ball from Winchung, who gets it back. Humai back to Winchung, inside to Chang, outside to Humai. Humai puts another 3-point. They just need to play disciplined ball here, respectable ball, not going for the 3-point attempts every time.
That's right.
Davenport's at the top of the key, goes right side to Lawson. Lawson looking around, can't find an opening, goes to Augustus on the baseline. Her shot was all net. You can see why she's the number one draft pick in the WNBA.
Yes, indeed. It's very, very sweet, very smooth.
Chang for three. And again, I'd like to see Chinese Taipei setting up, because this will be a blowout. 24 points the difference at the moment as Lawson goes inside. Liu gets the intercept. Chung comes up with it from her. Goes back to Liu. Liu on the right-hand wing. Kicks it to Humai, top of the key. Just still well back from the perimeter. Then goes to Wing Chung. Wing Chung inside to Liu. Liu goes back to Wing Chung. It kicks off to Chang, who Liu goes to Chu. Chu's shot doesn't fall, but at least there was some setup and some composure there, Michelle.
Yeah, that was much better shot opportunity that they got off. You know, they used some time on the clock. They don't want to get into a quick game against the Americans.
Davenport finds the ball inside from Lawson. She knocks down another two, and it's 84-58. And, well, in the shootout on the... on playing who chicken and who blinks first, this time it's Chinese Taipei. Ball the first time out of the quarter with just over 7 minutes left to run in the game.
Yeah, and it could be a long 7 minutes for Chinese Taipei. The Americans have stayed in their zone, but it's a very active zone and it's a very big zone and still creating some problems for Chinese Taipei. And conversely, at the other end of the floor, Chinese Taipei are doing a pretty good job of switching up in their zone defense. They're really applying some pressure. And whilst the Americans are still getting scores, you know, they're having to work the ball and get the ball through some sets of hands to actually get those opportunities. So that's... it's a good effort from Chinese Taipei.
It is indeed. And 84-58 here, and the first time out called by the Chinese Taipei side. It is, well, a 26-point ball game. And Michelle, I think Chinese Taipei want to try and keep the USA down to under 100. Oh, to 100. They're not going to get blown out by 100, but, it has been a pretty interesting game so far.
It's still a big ask. There's 6.5 minutes to go, and, you know, 16 points is only 8 baskets, and we all know the Americans can do that in the blink of an eye, so they'll need to really focus defensively.
Well, they're having a tough time in offense at the moment. Yes. Humai just trying to work up. Oh, she finds a bit of an opening, drives into the basket. And has got, I think, Augustus on a fourth personal foul now. Oh, that'll be her third. It's actually going to be calling Kristen. So Kristen, who's ducked out there, will get her first personal foul. And Wen coming back into the game now. So Wen is going to come in for Wei-Chung. Wei-Chung is going to... sit down, have a break, as Wen gets it inside to Chu, and Chu has also ducked out there, has got 4 points for the game. 60 plays 84 as the right-hand side, Haining comes in, goes to Davenport, then around further to Pondexter. Pondexter drives to the baseline, kicks back, gives it to Augustus, Augustus, just a fadeaway jumper from the right-hand elbow, was all net.
The Americans, you look at their defense now, they've extended, they've gone back to man-to-man pressure, they're going to put the Chinese Taipei.
Lan out there, jump shot from the baseline, a long range too, is a great shot.
That wasn't in the script.
No, it wasn't. 62 plays, 86, 5 minutes 40 left to go in this game. Pondexter gets the ball, looks right side, finds Haney. Haney shot doesn't fall. And, pushing hard, trying to get after it, was Kristen. But Kristen was fortunate to see a Chinese Taipei body in the way before the ball went over the sideline. USA will maintain possession. So goes to Pondexter, bounce pass now to Kristen. Kristen goes right side to Haynes. Haney, bounce pass inside to Kristen. Kristen looking for options, goes back to Haney. Haney's shot doesn't fall, working in the paint is Augustus. Something doesn't fall from Augustus now, but Haney's there and will get the rebound. This is not good for Chinese Taipei, although it is running the clock down. 5 minutes left to go in the game. USA lead 86-62. And Pondexter goes left side to Augustus. Augustus working around the perimeter to the left side. Goes inside. Kristen, can't get a clean pass. Her fadeaway jump shot doesn't fall. Chinese Taipei will catch the ball before it goes over the baseline. Importantly, because it ricocheted off one of their heads.
That's right.
And Chinese Taipei will get to set up now for the first time in about 2 minutes. Two goes back to Wen. Wen puts the ball on the ground. Oh, nice footwork. And then has the ball slapped away by Haney as she was attacking the basket. That was a beautiful move.
It was a nice spin move from there. She just, unfortunately, the defense got a hand to it as she was going to the layup.
Inbound pass from Wen will go to Humai. Humai to Liu. Liu driving down as time catches up. Kristen gets in there and steals the ball away. Pondexter will set the play for the USA. 86-62, 4 minutes, 20 seconds left to go. USA missed the layup at the other end. Liu comes down, pulls up at the three-point arc. Again, gives it off to Wen. Wen goes back to Humai. Humai, Wen. Wen on the right wing. Looking around now. Puts the ball on the floor. Drives to the baseline, but it's tapped over the baseline. In fact, Pondexter is going to get her first personal foul as Chang looks like she's coming back into the game for Liu.
That's right.
Liu looks like she's hurt her wrist or hand there.
It's interesting, we're 2.5 minutes from the last timeout, and the Americans haven't scored. They were 86 at the timeout, and they still haven't scored. So
inbound ball to Chung. Chung couldn't get the shot to drop. Davenport does the rebounding, gives it off to Haney. Haney drives down the left lane. Shot is not going to fall, but Haney has been called for a chopping foul. Land's been called for a chopping foul. That will be her first. And I've got it on Lan, unless I've just got the wrong name.
Her first.
And Haney puts up the shot. Shot doesn't drop. So still yet to trouble the scorers in the last 3 minutes. Haney again puts up in second. And the USA get a point finally here since that timeout. And Haney gets her first for the game. Wen brings it right side. Wen, right side, looking for an opening. Can't get it. Gets a good screen from Sue. Sue looks over the top, but Davenport was too tall for her. And coming up with it is Kristen. Kristen will just hand it off to Pondexter. Pondexter goes left side, calls Kristen back up to her at the top of the arc. Kristen has got the ball. Then puts the ball on the floor, drives into the paint. Her shot is short, and Chang will come up with it for Chinese Taipei. 87-62, kicks it left side to Humai. Humai is going to kick it right side to Wen. Wen to Lan for three off the iron, but Chu's trying to get in there to do the rebounding. It was Davenport who slapped it over the baseline, and Chinese Taipei get another possession here with 3 minutes and 3 seconds left on the game clock.
Chinese Taipei would be happy with these last couple of minutes.
They've played good defense, and they've played good offense as well, really running through their hands, getting as many good opportunities rather than just blazing away three three-pointers. Humai gets it to Chang. They're a long way from home, though. Is Lan. Finds a way to the baseline. Bounce pass off to Chu. Chu sees it bouncing tantalizingly on the ring until it eventually falls. And it's 87 plays 64, 23-point ball game. Right-hand side, Haney has the setup. For the USA, she works around Wen, kicks it off to Augustus. Augustus will nail this. No, rattles in and out. Davenport has to tap it back to Haney. Haney gets the shot up, doesn't fall. Augustus, working in the paint, will turn it around, and she'll be the point scorer that time. Augustus now with 12 points for the game. 28 is Thompson, the leading scorer on the court. 23, Liu. Has got the most for Chinese Taipei, not out on the floor at the moment. Wen, finds Sue cutting, ducks under the block from Davenport, and then Haney just reaching in late gets her first personal foul, and that will be two shots. It was called on Davenport, sorry. Haney, I thought it was Haney, but Davenport has obviously been the one that's been credited with it. That's her third personal foul, and we have a timeout here with, 2 minutes left to play, or just over 2 minutes left to play.
That's right. The Americans are still 11 points off of their 100-point target, so it'll be interesting to see whether they can knock that up in the next 2 minutes.
Well, it was Chinese Taipei that had the target.
Sorry, Chinese, yes.
Keeping the Americans to 100 points.
I'm sure that the Americans are probably setting themselves some sort of target as well.
Yeah, and of course, before the game, most people were saying 200 points.
But I would like to have seen that, Craig.
Well, what would that be? A 40-minute game, you'd be soaring at quite a clip, wouldn't you?
You'd have to soar a very high clip, and it's too hard to math for that, for me to work that out. But Chinese Taipei, you know, it's 20, what's the difference, 25 points, that's a really solid effort.
Yeah, you just can't quite see it on the computer screen there. Not the biggest computer screen we're working off the scoring. But it is a minute 58 seconds left to go here in the game. It's the USA, 89, leading Chinese Taipei, 64. Still to come tonight on sportradio.com.au is Australia versus China. Jan Sterling versus Tom Maher. And it is going to be a cracker, I'm sure.
There are some players playing in that game.
Yeah, well, Simon Peters, who somehow magically ended up off mic here in the second half, has noted that there are a couple of players out there as well. But it is Chu who gets the first of the free throws. Her second double-handed pump is good. Tracy Beattie with a one-handed pump had limited success. Chu with the double-handed pump nails both. 89 plays 66 as Kristen has it in the top of the key. Turnaround jump shot will come in.
That's her first score for the game.
Well, she'll be happy to get off the scoreboard there. Pondexter, the only player not to have scored so far in the US lineup. As when calling the players up, they're having to set their plays from outside the perimeter and almost at the halfway line. Chung gets it now. Humai, left side, gives it to Wen. Wen tries to run the lane. Pondexter has slapped the ball out of Wen's hand, and it will be Chinese Taipei to set up from the baseline.
They'd really like to get a good offensive set. Oh, there's only 4 seconds on the clock, so they'll have to get a very quick shot.
They've got to pump it in and put a shot off. It's been tapped away by Haney. And Haney now will see, it's still 4 seconds on the shot clock, but it's probably 3.8 now. Haney watching closely as the Chinese Taipei team break. Bounce pass into Chu. Chu gives it to Lan. Long-range three-point attempt rattles off the iron. Pondexter to bring it back. She's got to look for some points here. The only goose egg in the point score column so far in the USA lineup. Pondexter over the top to Kristen, and Kristen's been fouled. It was a cheap shot by Sal. Sal just...
Second foul.
Yes, picking up a second foul, and that was just lazy, wasn't it?
Really was. She just, you know, she was beaten on the dribble and just held her as she went past.
Augustus inbounds now to Pondexter. Pondexter looking around, goes right side to Augustus. Augustus, you know, as Humai rolls off her to Chung. Chung goes right, Augustus goes right side to Pondexter, puts up a long range shot, but doesn't fall. Augustus gets it back to Pondexter on the rebound, and it will be USA to set up once again. 38 seconds left. Davenport inside, working the lane. It looks like Humai will be called for her fourth personal foul. 35.2 seconds, 91 points. The USA, 66, Chinese Taipei. Well, Mish, could they do it? It is a very respectable scoreline. USA inbound to Haney. Haney kicks it off left side to Pondexter. Pondexter now just working around. Bounce pass over to Davenport. Davenport back into Haney in the corner. Tries to drive baseline. Goes back to Kristen in the paint. And a foul's been called, this time on Chung. Chang just picking up her third personal. And Well, they still haven't hit the bonus there, so I guess they can give a few away here. 22.6 seconds as Augustus goes into Pondexter. Pondexter now looking a pull back to the halfway, almost to the centre circle. Comes back Dan Donovan to get the play read to her. And Pondexter has, well, just waiting now. They're just running the clock out. And they're not going to run a play, so it's all over. The USA 91 have defeated Chinese Taipei 66. What was the last play?
Look, I mean, it's just that sort of thing annoys me, you know. Play the
game. It was disrespectful.
Well, that's the way I see it too, you know. Yeah, you've got the win, but you know, Chinese Taipei have put a solid effort in all game. Had a really respectable game against the world's best, I mean, than they are. And, you know, to do that, I don't like that.
Yeah, she pulled it right back. She even gave up the dribble at one stage. A good contingent of Chinese Taipei fans in here, and the team just bowing to them now. But all in all, it was an entertaining match, and I think Chinese Taipei certainly not disgraced by that result, as Mark Aston comes in just to wrap up this game. Mark, I thought it was an enjoyable game where Chinese Taipei showed a lot of dogged determination.
Yeah, you've got to hand it to them. Defensively, they've shown over the last couple of nights that they can, you know, against Australia yesterday and the United States, they really go at it. They try hard, do their best. Desperately undersized. And so, yeah, good effort from them. Got to credit them for that and give it to them. And, you know, they gained the respect of the United States out there this tonight. Gave Ann Donovan something to think about in that fourth quarter with some of her substitutions or lack thereof. I think I didn't notice too many substitutions. I think Ann Donovan was going to play a group there, and she just wanted to see how they were going to go together, give them as much time in that quarter as possible.
Well, after this break, we'll be back with Mark Aston and Michelle Hocking to call all the action of Australia versus China. This is sportradio.com.au.